Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fluent English class. Today we are going to learn 109. Now let's look at the new words and expressions. The first one, idea, 主意, idea. Pity, 遗憾, pity. A little, 少许的, a little. Teaspoonful, 一满茶勺, teaspoonful. Less, 较少的, less. A few, 几个, a few. Instead, 代替,取而代之, instead. Advice, 忠告,建议,Advice. 好，我们来一个一个单词的学习。第一个 idea, 主意，它是一个名词。That's a good idea, 这是一个好主意。它也可以表示想法和见解。For example, What's your idea about it? I don't like the idea that money is everything. 第二个词 a little, 少许的。注意，如果我们没有那个 a little, 表示几乎不，没有，就是连那一点都没有了，那么它是一个否定的含义。For example, I have little time for reading. 那么，当我们在表达有一点的时候，我们要加上 a, 后面加不可数名词，比如说There is a little wine left in the bottle. 如果说喝完了，我们可以这样说 There is little wine left in the bottle. 好，下一个词 Teaspoonful, 一满茶匙 A teaspoonful of sugar, 可以说它是一个量词。把它引申为 mouthful, 一满嘴的。比如说Don't talk with a mouthful of food. 嘴里塞满东西时别说话。下一个词 less. 形容词 little 的比较级。较少的更小的。明天的工作就更少了。I'll have less work to do tomorrow. 当然也可做不定代词。For example, I know little about it, but he knows even less.当副词讲，与 more 表示相对的意思。This story is less interesting. After the exam, he worked less hard. 下面我们有一些派生的词语，可供大家记忆和参考学习。Not a few 表示相当多的。Not a few people have made that mistake.Only a few, 少数的只有几个。Only a few men were in the room. Quite a few, 相当多的。You will have to wait quite a few weeks. 下一次 pity, 遗憾。It's a pity that he failed again. What a pity. What a pity that he cannot come.那么 pity 还可引申为动词的用法。I pity her for her helplessness. 我因她的无助而感到了可怜觉得。下一个词 instead, 取而代之代替。I don't like beer, please give me a cooler instead. 短语 instead of. I will go to see her instead of you. He prefers buying books.Instead of borrowing them from the library. I have to finish my work instead of going out. 那么 instead 的用法呢有很多，如果单独的出现，我们把它放在句尾就可以了。如果有 of, 后面一定要连接相应的名词短语。下一个词 advice, 常用短语 give somebody advice.如果这个地方我们要是可数的话，会加一个 a piece of。如果我们寻求帮助的话，我们可以说 ask for advice。 如果我们听取了别人的建议，我们可以说 take one's advice。如果我们提供了建议，我们可以说 offer somebody a piece of advice。好，我来说几个例句。I asked my English teacher for advice on my study. Let me give you a piece of advice. Take my advice and stay away from him. 好，那我们还有一种拼写方法 ,advise, 这是动词的用法。当然现在也可以写成 advice 了。比如说Advise somebody to do something. 医生建议我要休息一周。The doctor advised me to take a week's rest. Advise 还可以加 that 从句。I advised that he stop smoking. Okay, now let's read the words as quickly as possible. Ready? Go. Idea. A little. Less. A few.Pity, instant, cigarette, advice. Now let's come to our new lesson. Listen and answer the questions after listening. Ready? Go.
Shall I make some coffee, Jane? That's a good idea, Charlotte. It's ready. Do you want any milk?Just a little, please. What about some sugar? 2 teaspoonfuls? No, less than that. 1.5 teaspoonfuls, please. That's enough for me. That was very nice. Would you like some more? Yes, please. I'd like a cigarette.Two. May I have one? Of course. I think there are a few in that box. I'm afraid it's empty. What a pity. It doesn't matter. Have a biscuit instead. Eat more and smoke less. That's very good advice.
Okay, now let's look at the questions and answer it. How much sugar does Jane want? 1.5 teaspoonfuls. What more does Jane want? She'd like a cigarette. Does she have any cigarettes? No, she doesn't. What's a good idea? Have a biscuit instead.Eat more and smoke less. Okay, now let's read the dialogue one by one. Shall I have some coffee, Jane? Shall I? 表示提出自己的一种建议。比如说，我们可以这样讲 Shall we go out for a drink? 第二 Make some coffee, 煮咖啡。I'd like to make some coffee for you.It's ready. Do you want any milk? Just a little, please. 在这个地方 just a little, 加一点点，后面加不可数名词。下一段 What about some sugar? 2 teaspoonfuls? No, less than that. 1.5 teaspoonfuls, please. That's enough for me. 注意 enough 的用法我们可以再复习一遍。Be enough for somebody. 3 pence are enough for me. I'm old enough to live alone. She's not tall enough to reach the book on the shelf. That means she is too short to reach the book on the shelf. Okay, next picture. That was nice. Would you like some more, please? I'd like a cigarette too. May I have one?Of course, I think there are a few in the box. 注意，当我们表达自己的想法时，我们用 would like. 那么 want 也表示想要， Would like 却比 want 在语气上更加的委婉和合适礼貌一些。I'd like a cup of tea, please. That means I want a cup of tea. Next picture. I'm afraid it's empty. What a pity. It doesn't matter. Have a biscuit instead. Eat more and smoke less. That's very good advice. Eat more. More 是副词。来修饰 eat。是 much 的比较级 ，smoke less， less 是 little 的比较级，用来形容和修饰 smoke。最后一句 ，That's very good advice。请注意的是，不要加上 a， 因为 advice 是一个 uncountable noun。好，让我们现在再次回到课文中，来感受一下两位女士聊天中所使用到的一些习惯用语吧。
Shall I make some coffee, Jane? That's a good idea, Charlotte. It's ready. Do you want any milk? Just a little, please. What about some sugar? 2 teaspoonfuls? No, less than that. 1.5 teaspoonfuls, please.That's enough for me. That was very nice. Would you like some more? Yes, please. I'd like a cigarette, too. May I have one? Of course. I think there are a few in that box.
I'm afraid it's empty.
What a pity.
It doesn't matter.
Have a biscuit instead. Eat more and smoke less.
That's very good advice.
Lesson 109. 最有益处的事情。在今天的课文里 ,Charlotte 所说的 ,Eat more and smoke less. 多吃一点少抽点烟 Jane 是表示赞同的他说 That's very good advice 这是一个极好的忠告圣经里有这样一句经文说凡事都可行但不都有益处凡事都可行但不都造就人这句话说明了上帝赐给我们的自由度是很大的让我们觉得自己的事情也是很多可以去做的但是这一切可做的事情不都是有益处的不是所有的事情都是好事情那么什么事情是有益处的事情呢经文接着说凡事都可行但不都造就人无论何人不要求自己的益处乃要求别人的益处很显然一造就人的事和二让他人的益处增长的事情就是有益处的什么事情造就人呢鼓励人接纳人赦免人的罪与人和睦相处用上帝的话语而不是用世俗的语言教导人带领人认识耶稣认识上帝在主耶稣基督里赦免罪人与人和好这些事情就都是造就他人的身体和灵魂有益的事这些事情也是让他人益处增长的事情那么什么事情是对自己有益处的呢经文又说操练身体益处还少唯独敬虔凡事都有益处应有今生和来生的应许许多人觉得锻炼身体是对自己有益的事情与锻炼身体相比锻炼精神更加有益处这个观念不同于世俗世人常常重视身体却忽视了精神但是圣经告诉我们说只要敬虔追求上帝的话语追求爱上帝爱人如己的事情凡事都有益处 因为敬虔这种事情在天堂的这边和那边都有益处。主啊，求你帮助我在你的话语里锻炼精神和身体，就可以更好地建造他人了。奉主耶稣基督的名。